Yo, 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 what's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of sass. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another preachy podcast about bubbles and lavender. Not this time, fam. We're talking real, actionable self-care that actually levels up your relationships. Because let's face it, navigating the messy world of human connection can be a whole vibe killer. Ever felt like your friends are always on edge? Or you're constantly walking on eggshells in certain relationships? Yeah, me too. It's like we're all trying to figure out this whole being a functioning adult thing while juggling TikTok trends and existential dread. But here's the tea. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's actually the key to building stronger, healthier relationships. Think about it. When you're feeling good, you radiate positivity. You're more patient, understanding, and honestly just way more fun to be around. So, how do we get there? Let's break it down. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. Listen up, fam. Knowing your triggers and emotional patterns is like having X-ray vision into your own relationships. Think about those moments when you go from chill to Hulk smash real quick. What sets you off? Are you a walking red flag around certain topics or personalities? Once you know your kryptonite, you can start building shields, babe. 2. Communication is key. And I'm not talking about ghosting. Honesty is the best policy, even when it's hard. Sharing your feelings and needs with loved ones isn't about playing victim or starting drama. It's about creating a space where you can be vulnerable and understood. Trust me, real connections thrive on open communication. 3. Boundaries? More like boundary queens. You deserve to have your own space, time, and energy respected. Setting boundaries isn't being rude. It's self-preservation. It's about saying no when you need to, prioritizing your well-being, and not letting people walk all over you. Remember, your worth isn't measured by how many demands you can handle. 4. Ditch the comparison game. Scrolling through Instagram can feel like a constant competition for who has the perfect life and relationships. Stop it. Comparing yourself to others is a recipe for unhappiness. Focus on building your own tribe of supportive people who celebrate your individuality, quirks, and all. 5. Forgive and forget. But seriously, maybe just forgive. Holding onto grudges is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. Heavy, painful, and totally unnecessary. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means releasing the anger and resentment that's dragging you down. Let it go, fam. Okay, picture this. You're hanging out with your bestie after a rough week. They're venting about their messy dating life, and you find yourself giving unsolicited advice. Guilty. But here's the thing. You haven't even processed your own emotional baggage from last week. Talk about a recipe for disaster. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks. It's about being emotionally present, setting healthy boundaries, and communicating authentically with yourself and others. When you prioritize your well-being, you create a ripple effect that strengthens all your relationships. Bottom line, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. You can't pour from an empty cup, fam. So take care of yourselves, build those healthy boundaries, and watch your relationships blossom. Ready to level up your self-care game? Hit me up on DM, tag the episode in your TikTok, or even stitch it with your own thoughts. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast. Spread the love, y'all. And remember, you got this.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.